USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
26-year-old Raul Aguilera Medeiros, a truck driver who killed four people on I-70 back in 2019, was sentenced last week to 110 years in prison. The driver was doing 85 in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. The chain reaction crash and fire involved 28 vehicles.
Big, huge boom, and then the big black smoke just kind of went off all over.
An unnamed witness on NBC News. Judge A. Bruce Jones says his hands were tied by a Colorado law that requires him to sentence the truck driver to back-to-back prison terms. The lawyer for the truck driver, James Colgan, has vowed to appeal the clemency from Colorado Governor Jared Polis as a petition for his release hit 4.5 million signatures. Dr. Anthony Fauci on MSNBC Tuesday agreed the Biden administration is behind the curve with the coronavirus test kits. 500,000 new test kits have now been ordered and will be available sometime in January. USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
California's governor is mandating some in the Golden State get a COVID-19 booster shot or else.
The Democratic governor said Tuesday the action will ensure hospitals are prepared as a new variant spreads throughout the state. Governor Gavin Newsom's California already requires healthcare workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Now it joins New Mexico as at least the second state to require healthcare workers to get a booster shot. Newsom has scheduled a press conference for Wednesday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Dangerously high winds will keep NASA's newest space telescope on the ground for at least an extra day, with the launch now scheduled for Saturday, Christmas Day, at the earliest. NASA announced Tuesday upper high-level winds could force the rocket off course, or even worse. The 7-ton, $10 billion infrared observatory is considered to be the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope. Its home will be about 1 million miles from Earth when all is said and done. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former White House trade advisor Dr. Peter Navarro on Newsmax last night says a lack of confidence in the economy and the Biden-inflicted wound of rising energy prices is raising the misery index for Americans.
Well, let me again get in the time machine and take you back to 1980 when Reagan was running against Carter, and they had this thing called the misery index, Mercy. It was a combination of the unemployment rate, bad, plus the inflation rate, bad, and it was over 20%. In the Reagan years. Now, right now, if you accurately calculate the statistics, we're probably over 20% in Biden world. Yes, the headline is 4.2% unemployment rate, which sounds pretty good, even though Trump had it down to 3.5. But when you count in all of the discouraged workers, all the people who are over 50 who prematurely retired because of Biden and the pandemic, and when you count out the people in part-time jobs that should be in full-time jobs, that's close to 9% unemployment rate. For inflation, you're going to see that approach 10% probably in the next readout. So the misery index already has at 20%. That's Joe Biden's America. That's the 1970s. And as the sign says, and you can see it, high food prices eat up our wages. Guess what? Wages are continuing to creep up a little bit in what we call nominal terms. But when you adjust them for inflation, real wages are going down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.